We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We had begun a melacha called dosh, which is actually threshing. So you're taking a stalk with a kernel, you're separating the kernel from the stalk. Okay, we know what dosh is. We discussed it. Now we said that an offshoot of dosh would be schita, taking a grape and squeezing out grape juice. You know, you shouldn't have to end up in prison, but what do Jews who end up in a foreign prison do? They don't let you bring in grape juice or wine. They bring in grapes, and then they squeeze out the grapes, and then they have grape juice. They can make kiddush on Friday night, but you can't squeeze the grapes on Shabbos. Okay, so we said squeezing out a grape or an olive would be a biblical prohibition. If it's a fruit that's commonly used for its liquid, then that could be a biblical prohibition. Okay, we said there's room to question today what the deal would be with pomegranate juice. 10 years ago, they weren't using pomegranates for juice. Now it's a new in thing. So that there's room to question whether that would be biblically prohibited today. Now we come into the next thing. The Talmud tells us that you cannot milk a cow on Shabbos because milking a cow is schita. You know, this is where we run into an issue. You could, if a person, you know, in ancient times, a person would be goneach. It was some kind of ailment they had where they'd have extreme chest pains. And they knew that if you drank milk straight from a cow or a goat, that would cure these chest pains. Now, I don't know what it is. Maybe it should be a new thing for a massive heart attack. They should start it, try it out, see if it works. I don't know. I guess if you're stuck on a farm and nothing else. We had a student here from Italy who told us that on the far-out islands, they constantly have medical emergencies and they don't have doctors. They have these little islands with 100 inhabitants, and they got to deal with all kinds of other ways. So the Gemara says that a goneach would sit there and suck the udder of a cow, and that was his cure. So you could do that. Fine, we understand that. But what happens, we know a woman nurses on Shabbos. That's not a problem. What happens if the baby can't nurse? What happens if the woman can't nurse a baby? Expressing milk is a form of schita. It's also a form of squeezing out a liquid. So a woman could emit her milk if no one's going to drink it. If she emits it, let's say, into soap water, if she holds a cup with soap water, so that would be okay. But what happens if the baby needs the milk? So okay, if it's pikuach nefesh, obviously you could do it. But then you have all the cases in between. Or a woman will say, I want to use formula. So
you have the option of formula nowadays.
Binny said we have the option of formula nowadays. The halacha, if you learn from the old school, does not view formula as a good substitute. Meaning our assumption is that mother's milk is going to contain components that are important for the child's well-being, and as such, we do not view formula as a good substitute. So you'll ask me, but all these mothers go off to work and their kids are living on formula, so how could it be a bad substitute? And I'll say, you're right. It's a better substitute than letting the kid die. I mean, I'm not saying the kid's not going to live with it, but there are components that are important for a child's health, and that's why we will actually go great lengths to try to ensure the child gets his mother's milk, even on Shabbos. So that's why we view milk as an important, as a medical importance for a child. Yeah. Right.
And they have a system whereby you're not utilizing the milk. Oh.
So one step at a time. So one solution, the Talmud says, is you could milk the animal into bread. If the milk coming out of the animal goes straight into bread, so then we say it went from solid form, so to speak, being a part of an animal, into solid form. The fact that in the air, as it went down into the bread, that's not a problem from our end. It went on to a solid. It became a part of a solid. So, going into this concept that you can actually squeeze a liquid onto a solid. We wrote earlier that squeezing out a fruit is like threshing. Because you're separating the liquid from its food, from its solid component, to make it fitting for consumption. Initially, you couldn't drink it. When you have a lemon, you can't drink a lemon. Ah, when you squeeze out lemon juice, you could drink it. By squeezing out the grape, you've made the juice fit for drinking. ומובן על כן שכל המלאכה היא רק באופן שיהיה חל על מה שנסחט שם משקה. So why is squeezing out a fruit called disha? Because you've made it fit for a form of consumption it was not fit earlier. Beforehand it was part of a solid and now it can be drank. So then you can understand that if after squeezing it out it's still not fit for a different form of consumption, then that's not disha. The reason it was called disha is because, like threshing, I make it fit for a form of consumption. So if after squeezing it out, it's still being consumed the same way, so then I didn't do a task. She'eino dome ledash. Then it's not similar to dash. She'rak mefarek ochel me'ochel. That would be like taking out a piece of an orange from a whole orange. I take out, what do they call that in English? A pelach. I take out one
slice.
Slice, that's what it's called. Okay, in Hebrew we have a special word. It's called a pelach. So if I'm going to take a slice of the orange from the orange, or if I squeeze out the orange onto my carrot salad, so now I'm going to eat the carrots with orange juice on them. But the orange is not being consumed in a new way. I did not make it fit for a new form of consumption. So then that would be permitted. Just as we discussed earlier, that you're allowed to open a pod and take out the beans inside and eat them. You could squeeze out fruits onto food when you're going to eat the food. Because the liquid is still being consumed as a solid, being that you're squeezing it out onto a solid. We say halachically that when a food is wet with the liquid, we view the food with the liquid as a solid. The solid. So then we consider it as though you took food, a solid food, and you made it into another type of solid food. But that's only true if you squeeze it directly onto the solid food. But what happens if you say, I had this at home. I told the kids you're allowed to squeeze out a lemon onto a schnitzel. So one of the kids decided, they took a cup and started squeezing the lemon into a cup. So I said, I told you could squeeze it onto the schnitzel. And the child said, yeah, I'm going to pour it on the schnitzel. So that's prohibited. The only way it's permitted is like we described. If I squeeze it onto the food. Even if his intent is that right afterwards I'm going to pour it onto the schnitzel. That's not permitted. The whole idea is that this never landed as a liquid. It went through the air. We don't consider that. If it'll land in a cup, then I do consider it. Even though technically we should permit squeezing out any fruit onto a food, even those that are biblically prohibited to squeeze into a liquid, it's brought that being that there are those that will prohibit squeezing it into a liquid or squeezing it for the sake of a liquid, so then there's room for the stringency not to squeeze out those fruits that would be biblically prohibited. So that's what he says, but my rabbis didn't say that. Because I think that today squeezing out a lemon, we'll see right now, he's going to say that there's room to prohibit squeezing out lemons. We'll discuss that next time, squeezing out lemons. So now, when you squeeze out a lemon, you could squeeze it onto a salad, even though it's not getting absorbed by the salad. We said the liquid on a solid is considered solid. So we may squeeze out a lemon onto a salad. Now what happens? You finish the salad, and on the bottom you have a pool of lemon juice. So there it is, liquid. That doesn't bother us. You could drink that lemon juice, you could enjoy it. That's not a problem. Being that you squeezed it out onto solids, that's what you did. That was your intent, that's what you did. The fact that later on it'll pile up on the bottom, that's no different than slicing tomatoes for a salad. You finish eating the salad, you have tomato juice on the bottom. You didn't squeeze out tomato juice. It's part of the process. You eat the salad, you end up with that. So that's permitted.